Slash me, baby.
Hey, welcome to our brand new show. It's always fun trying to do intros for podcasts, especially when it's a brand new one. But welcome to Slash Me, Baby, One More Time, a podcast about slashers and serial killers. I am one of your hosts, Mandy, and with me is Corey.
This is right. This is Corey G from the movie Graveyard and other things. I have been wanting to do a show with you, I think, for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, and it just happened to work out pretty good this way.
It was like after some buffoon kept tweeting you saying that he wanted to be your Twitter boyfriend, I got like annoyed and was like, motherfucker, leave her alone.
Yeah, there's some weirdos that find me on Twitter. I always tell my friend, like, weirdos find me somehow. They always just find me.
I found you.
Yeah, but you're not a weirdo. So.
Oh, I am, but, you know, at least I'm a weirdo with a little bit of class.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess this is the first time that the podcast and the movie Graveyard have ever combined.
Yes, by our powers combined.
I like pie, too.
Slash me, baby.
Well, I guess because, like, my audience might not know yours and vice versa, so why don't you tell everybody about the podcast and about yourself?
Sure. So the podcast is Paranormal Investigation Exploration, which is pie. It's not about actual pie food. It's a quirky take on paranormal, conspiracy, you know, unexplained type of topics. I wanted to do a podcast on, you know, paranormal conspiracy type stuff without being super serious about it. So I bring my own quirky sense to it, which I can't help anyway. So I can't be like super serious about it.
I can't be serious about anything. For those that
so
don't,
tell us about Movie Graveyard.
Movie Graveyard, www.mvegraveyard.com. 80s Movie Graveyard on Twitter, The Movie Graveyard on Facebook. Follow all those. I do movie reviews, entertainment news, celebrity interviews, and I've always, you know, I do a lot of guest spots now on podcasts, and, you know, Degenerate Nation's been an awesome one I was just on, and I always wanted to kind of do one with you that was different because, you know, everybody kind of does the same thing, like, and I'm guilty of it. Let's pick a movie, and even though the movie's an hour and a half, let's break it down for the next 3 hours. I just watch a fucking movie. I don't need to do work. I mean, it made no sense. So when you came up with the idea of combining a slasher movie and a serial killer, I was like, okay, that's fucking cool. I'm so down for that.
Well, it kind of fits because, like, slashers are slashers, and serial killers kind of can be slashers. You know, some of them are slashers, too. So it, you know, kind of fits. So the format of this show is we're going to alternate. So 1 week we'll do a slasher movie, the character from it, and then the next week we're going to do a serial killer.
And there's like an abundance of them, so you'll never run out. And a lot of times too, you can even find out that a lot of serial killers, especially if they're younger and they haven't killed a ton of people yet, will tend to blame a slasher movie for the reason they're killing people.
And the other way, some slasher movies are inspired by serial killers. And,
you know, one of my favorites inspired by a killer is Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Well, there you go.
Please tell me you've seen Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
I think I've seen bits of it, but not all of it.
Oh, we're going to have to change that, fans. It's like, aside from Mallrats, it's the best thing Michael Rooker's ever done. Mallrats might be better, though.
Mallrats is pretty great.
It was. It's coming out on Blu-ray from Arrow Video this month or next month, I believe.
Nice.
Comes with blueprints.
Oh, sweet. That's pretty great.
I can tell you, fans, Jay is one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet.
So today's show, we're talking about Scream.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
Someone
is playing a deadly game.
It all began with a scream over 911.
Someone who's seen one too many scary movies. Now, he's taken his love of fear.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney.
One step too far.
Do you like scary movies?
What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a scary movie. Number one, you can never have sex.
It's me.
Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
Get another beer, you want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back!
He didn't make the rules.
The police are always on track. If they watch Palm Night, they save time.
He just kills by them. Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Don't try to hide.
Everybody's a suspect!
Gah! You're not scared, are you?
Scream.
Scream is one of my favorite movies. Not just favorite horror movies, but favorite movies in general, and I probably watch it every year.
I remember going to the movies to see it opening weekend, and because a lot of people, what they don't realize about Scream, even though it was a big hit, that was word of mouth hit. I went and saw it. It was fucking empty. It was like Silence of the Lambs was the same way. The movie was empty. I went back to the theater like 3 weeks later, and Scream was now in the big theater, and there were just crowds coming out of it. I mean, that was a movie that literally opened low and worked its way to number one over the course of like almost 2 months.
Yeah, I think it either went opening weekend or like the following week, but it was definitely within the first week of it, and it wasn't too crowded, but it wasn't too empty either in my town. But yeah, I loved it right away.
Well, it was such a neat concept, and one of the things that was so cool about it that I think people don't know is, like, Friday the 13th, usually a cast of unknowns, Elm Street unknowns, you know, all these slasher movies. Scream actually had, I mean, you had Drew Barrymore was already established, you had Courtney Cox was already established, mm-hmm. you had the CW. You had that hot young cast of people that were already bringing in their own fan base to the film. So it was pretty cool that they did that. Set the tone for so many films after that.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones where they flipped it. So it wasn't necessarily about the slasher himself, but more about the people. And they marketed it around like the other characters and not, they didn't really necessarily market it around the slasher.
I mean, and you had Rose McGowan hot off that bit part in Encino Man, I believe. And
yeah.
Rose McGowan is so hot.
Neve Campbell is pretty big in Canada.
She was a Party of Five, right?
Yeah, and she was on this other show called Catwalk in the early 90s.
I don't know Catwalk.
It was a weird TV show about like musicians in Canada.
Okay, now, how long have you always lived in Canada?
Yes.
Well, I'm a big Degrassi fan. When are those people going to do horror?
That would be amazing.
Well, the one kid did from The Next Generation. He was the Turbo Kid, and he was in Harpoon. I have no idea what the fuck his real name is. Some drone.
Yeah, but Drake was on Next Generation, too.
Yeah, that's true. We got to get the old school cast. Like, I'd like to see some of these chicks I had a crush on when I was in junior high. I want to see them in a slasher movie.
Like Spike and Caitlin.
Hell yeah. I always liked her because she put out.
Yeah. You know? You knew she was good to go.
That's right. I did, because like she was 15 and already had a kid. So I was like, oh yeah. When you're 16 years old watching that, it's like I could get her. And she had cool hair. So now that's a huge, that's like my favorite thing to come out of Canada.
Degrassi was pretty great.
Fuck yeah. And then you had that low rent one with Ryan Reynolds called 15, or it had another name in Canada, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember what that one was. I just remember him from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
I never saw a single episode of that.
And then they changed it to Two Guys and a Girl and took out the Pizza Place of the title, which was weird.
Did they move from the Pizza Place?
I don't know. They just wrote the Pizza Place out of the show.
Oh, it must have closed to the recession.
Yep.
And then he became Hannibal King in Blade 3, which a movie I actually like that everybody shits all over to this day.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what any of this has to do with Scream.
I don't know. Well, Scream has humor. Scream was, I think the appeal of Scream and why it did so well is the whole meta aspect of it, right? Like, it talks about all the horror movie tropes, and you have Randy in it talking about Billy being the killer and how the dad's just a red herring, and you're like, ah, that's not true. And then it is. It turns out that it's true. I think that, you know, having all that stuff slipped in where it didn't take itself too seriously too is what really, like, led the mass appeal for it.
Yeah, and the fact, too, that it was where, like, the other slashers, like, and I hate to always say Freddy and Jason, but, I mean, they're the two most famous. That's the killer. Mm-hmm. The killer's established. You know who the killer is. And Scream also has a huge element of a mystery. Like, you're thinking the whole time, okay, it can't be this kid. This is too obvious. I wonder if it's this kid. Then they hit you at the end, you know. So Scream is actually a very tricky movie to figure out who the killer is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't really, you know, having the Ghostface killer kill Billy, and you're like, oh, well, I thought it was Billy, but it's obviously not him because he's dead now, you know. And then turns out, nope, it's fake. It's corn blood or corn syrup blood. Like, I think that that was what they really did really well with it. And then having alternate between Billy and Stu. So, you know, it's always like one of them in the scene makes a big difference too, because you don't really think of it being one of them.
No, I think I thought for the longest time that it was her dad was my guess early in the beginning, because it just seemed kind of obvious.
Yeah, they have like the whole big scene. And he's like, oh, I'm going to the conference.
Because we knew it couldn't be the Fonz.
Yeah.
Because he's old and because he got gutted out pretty early.
I love, too, when he, like, yells into the hallway, and it's Wes Craven dressed up as the janitor with the Freddy sweater and Freddy hat.
Because Wes Craven kind of, you know, like, he had hit big with those movies in the 80s, and then, yeah, I don't care, you know, like, his fans are diehard fans. He made bomb after bomb, I mean, whether he liked it or not, and then he did Scream, and he was, like, right back on top.
Yep.
I guess because we jumped all over the place, you're probably, because it's one of your favorite movies, what is the general plot of Scream? Not that everyone listening has not seen it 100 times.
Yeah. So the Ghostface killer is just basically killing teenagers. But it turns out that it's Billy and Stu trying to get back at Sidney, which is Billy's boyfriend, Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich, where his dad was banging her mom, and that was the reason that his mom left. So then they raped and murdered her mom, and then this is a year later to kind of try and take revenge on her. I don't really get why they waited a year to take revenge on her. But that's essentially the plot, and they were just sort of gearing up to getting revenge on her by killing others.
They needed a plan, and plus you got to get a costume, and you know, they probably had to make that, because if they would have bought it at Spirit Halloween, you know, it would have been easy. And then you got to get a voice distorter, and there's probably a lot of work that went involved into this.
Yeah, it was probably a lot of planning. But I think that that's what's like so awesome about it, is that it's not just like Freddy or Jason or Michael Myers, where it's, you know, the one person. It's alternating between the two of them, and it gets to the end, you're like, oh, it's both of them. So then you sit there and try and, like, think back to who it was, and, like, you know, try and guess who it was in each scene. And I think people actually went through, like, I found a list compiled of who did what for the killers. So Stu was the one who killed Casey and Steve in the beginning, like the opening credits of Drew Barrymore. And then a lot of it was Stu calling Sydney on the phone. I think that Billy killed Fonzie. Billy killed Principal Himbry. Yep. And then Billy killed Tatum in the garage, but I think a lot of people think that it was Stu. That one's kind of hard because it's easier to go by height because Matthew Lillard's taller than Skeet Ulrich, but in the garage is kind of like on the stairs for a bit, so it's a little bit hard to judge there. And then a lot of the chasing in the house was Stu because Sydney was with Billy. Seems like Stu killed a lot of people. He killed Kenny, the cameraman for the news. But Billy was the one that attacked Dewey. Literally stabbed him in the back and left him on the porch.
You know, wouldn't it have been better, though, and nothing against David Arquette, but wouldn't it have been better if it was Officer Doofy in this movie, like the character from Scary Movie in his place? That yeah. one, I think, would have been funnier.
Yeah, and, well, Scary Movie, right? So Scream was originally called Scary Movie. So I think that the Wayans brothers knew that when they made Scary Movie.
What I thought was funny is when I'm watching it, because I never watched Friends or anything like that, but I always thought Courtney Cox was really cute. And, you know, and she's being romanced here by David Arquette. And I'm like, how could this fucking doof ever get a woman like that? Oh, wait, they're married. So, you know, that theory yep. went right out the window there.
Yeah, it was really awkward in it, you know, where she's all like hitting on him, but it almost feels like she's just using him to get the story. And then it's like, no, she's actually sincere and just being really strange and hitting on this guy who's like way younger than her.
But what's really the most disturbing of here, you have a real married life couple. And their chemistry on screen was zero.
Yeah, it was really terrible.
And he looked terrible with that cop. I know he had to have the highway patrol mustache, but it looked yeah. so bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Thank God he rebounded with Ready to Rumble.
That's a pretty great movie.
I liked it. And I mean, Matthew Lillard was great in this movie. You know, he's like kind of a richer, preppy, you know, lunatic. And then he flushed his career away by becoming Shaggy.
Yeah, see, I was like a huge fan of Matthew Lillard in the 90s with Hackers, with this, with 13 Ghosts, which I think may have been early 2000s. But then, yeah, it really took a dive with Shaggy.
I mean, I'm sure he probably got paid more for being Shaggy in one movie than all these others combined. But and I'm not saying he wasn't good at it. I don't like Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. by the way. But he was so good at it, it's like, That's him. That's all he's yeah. ever going to do or ever. It's like Urkel. All you're ever going to be yeah. is Urkel. All he's ever going to be is Shaggy.
Yep. I love Stu in this movie. I think that like my favorite part of the movie is basically from when they start stabbing each other to kind of try and be like, okay, you know, we'll convince the cops that it wasn't us that we'll stab each other. So we have wounds. Where he starts saying, you know, I'm getting woozy here all the way up until where he's on the phone. And, like, Billy hits him with the phone, and he's like, oh, you hit the phone, or hit me with the phone, you dick. And then talking like, oh, my mom and dad are going to be so mad at me. Like, just that whole scene is probably, I think, the best part of the whole movie for me.
Now, I like that, and I'm sorry, I have to cut back to Scary Movie. I liked it better after Sean, like, stabbed me, like, all right, I'm going to stab you. Fuck that, you ain't stabbing shit. You ain't stabbing yep. me. Like, I thought that was great, so, but.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
No, and I thought Jamie Kennedy was awesome. And normally I'd never say this about Jamie Kennedy, except for Malibu's Most Wanted. He was awesome in this film, like totally breaking the fourth wall, like the whole, all right, now you're going to the basement. You know, like it was so good how he mentions all these perfect stereotypes. You know, I mean, that's, he really was. Mm-hmm. I mean, the movie was basically telling you, if you follow this, you're not going to die.
Yeah. And well, he's also telling you, he's like, Billy's the killer. The dad's a red herring. And then they're like, nah, it's not true. And it's like, yeah, he's telling you that Billy is the killer.
And the only thing that hurt, like, to me was that was so good. And then when Scream 2 came out, I remember halfway through, it was like, okay, these two people, which was like the one kid's mom or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Billy's
like,
mom.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this person here has no point in this movie. This guy here really doesn't have point. These are the two killers. And then I was right. And then it was third. It's like, okay, you're taking what was really cool, and now it's like M. Night Shyamalan. The twist is gone.
So yeah.
The series almost kind of became a parody of itself.
Yeah, and you get to the third one, and it's her half-brother that her mom went to Hollywood and, like, had illegitimately and then went back to Woodsboro. And so he's coming for revenge because she had the life that he never could have. But he's the one that convinced Billy and Stu to kill the mom, or he actually killed the mom. I can't remember which way it is, but they circle back to that, and it's like, you're just reaching now.
So in part five, she's going to have to be the killer at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think they only have Courtney Cox confirmed for it. I don't know if anyone else is.
I think Arquette is now, too.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
And what I would assume I would assume everybody would come back that's not dead anyway.
You kind of have to have Neve Campbell in it.
Which one was the one where, was it three, where Tori Spelling was going to be playing the part of Courtney Cox?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I like that.
Three is the movie one.
Yeah, and now I thought that was kind of clever the way it was going, but by then it was almost kind of like comedic.
Yeah, it gets a little bit out of control. I mean, they try and capitalize on the first one because, I mean, you get these horror movies and you have to have a franchise. Everything has to be a franchise or a series, but the first one, I mean, they could have just left it at that and it would have just been fine.
Oh, yeah, because it was completely open-ended.
Yeah, and, like, with Ghostface, you know, being the killer, like, yeah, it's easy just to slap that on to someone else. And they're like, oh, now I'm the Ghostface killer. And I get that it's a bit different because you can't really do that with, you know, well, I guess you could do it with Michael Myers, but it's kind of hard to. And Friday the 13th did that with the one where it was the ambulance driver, the paramedic. And it wasn't actually Jason. But it's kind of hard to just be like, okay, well, we're just going to have a new one and, you know, slap the costume on someone and then, oh, now we'll try and, you know, figure out how they're going to be the killer, how they're going to fit into the story.
Because studios, I'm sure, saw it as, we can sell this mask and this cloak mm-hmm. for a lot of money. And I mean, like, my son's 11. He saw Scream. He plays Dead by Daylight. He's got the Ghostface killer on there. He's pretty good with nice. That. He's taken me out a handful of times when I played that with him. So, I mean, it's a very, I mean, what, 96, we're what, 14, no, 24 years ago, isn't it? Yeah, 24
yeah.
years ago. And, yep, I mean, it's 96. Still a marketable character. There's still merchandise for it.
Yep. Halloween, or Spirit Halloween just opened up here last week, and I went, and yeah, you still find Ghostface stuff.
I think either last year or the year before, Walmart had the t-shirts of him.
Yep.
Because they always put out fans, if you don't know, and you're disgusted by Walmart, I won't lie to you, I am. But every year they put out like four or five movies for Halloween t-shirts, and it was either last year or the year before, Ghostface was one of them.
Yeah, it's still a pretty marketable character. I think that's why, I love slashers, and I think that horror movies today, you don't really find that anymore. Like, you have the whole Conjuring universe, and Insidious, and all these other ones, and there's no real, like, iconic characters like Ghostface and Chucky and Candyman. And, you know, you go back to Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers and Leatherface. Like, you don't really have those iconic characters that much anymore. I mean, you could sprinkle in Pennywise, maybe, but it's not as big as it was.
No, and Pennywise, I mean, the only way you could do more with him is if you started to do things other than Stephen King stuff, like, let's do the origin of Pennywise back in the 1800s, and which I would shit all over. But I mean,
yeah.
Saw for some reason has merchandise and everything, and everybody says Jigsaw. Well, he died in what, the third one? So I mean,
yeah.
Like, I dig the Saw movies. Don't get me wrong, but he's not a marketable kid. They missed the boat when they only made one Shocker. That was a character I think they could have made a bunch of.
Yeah, I could see that.
Also, Wes Craven. Oh.
I love Wes Craven. I'm a big Wes Craven fan.
I don't know my favorite. What's your favorite Wes Craven movie?
First Nightmare on Elm Street. Scream's a very, very, very close second. I mean, Scream's obviously one of my favorite movies, but that First Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, I grew up watching horror movies. I can't remember like how young I probably was watching them, but I know for a fact that when Candyman came out, I was 11 and saw it in the theater. So, going by the year that it came out. But yeah, like, my best friend and I, we lived across the street, and there's a movie store down at the end of our block. And so we'd always walk down and just rent whatever from the horror section, and I think they finally caught on after a while and started making our parents, you know, approve us renting some of them. But we just go, I mean, that's what you could do in, like, you know, the 80s, 90s. You could just go down and rent movies, and they didn't care. They didn't care about how old you were watching them.
No, so my grandfather had to do that for me at Blockbuster. It was like, can your kid rent R-rated movies? Like, I don't give a shit. Okay. Yeah. So then I was able to rent whatever I wanted.
Yeah, and I'm so, like, Freddy's, you know, kind of what I grew up with was Freddy more than Jason or anything else. So that one definitely sticks out for me.
See, I'm more of a Jason guy. When it comes to Freddy, I really love Part 3. And I think Part 1 is an awesome horror movie. I did not like any of the other ones at all.
New Nightmare is really good because that goes on the whole meta thing too, where it's, you know, Heather Langenkamp playing herself in it.
Oh yeah, I remember that. And it's like at the isn't it like the Demon of Freddy or the like at the
I vaguely
it's in my box set. That's about my knowledge of it. Anything's better than that god awful remake, which is probably the worst remake in the history of remakes.
You can't capture the magic of Robert Englund.
No, you can't. I mean, they had the right guy if they were going to try it with Jackie Earl Haley, but I mean, it was just stupid. Like, well, he, I just remember hating it so much.
The whole point is they made it too serious, whereas Freddy is more fun.
Yeah, because that was the difference between him and Jason and Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. Freddy was like the action hero. He made a wisecrack before he killed you. None of the other slashers speak.
Exactly.
Halloween, I like Michael Myers, but that's the most disjointed fucking film series in...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even as horror movies go, they make no fucking sense. There really is no continuity. Then when they made the one last year, which is really good, they flat out told you, just remember part one, let's forget everything else. It's like, okay, I understand why you're saying that, but that's kind of stupid too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Because I think Halloween 3 is the greatest horror movie ever made, and Michael Myers isn't in it.
Well, with Scream too. So Scream was one of those movies where you had the killer that didn't talk, but then you also have the phone calls in it, which is kind of like the taunting of Freddy in there as well.
Yeah, it was, and I think I really like the thing with Scream is that it's not only is it a slasher movie. I mean, it's a slasher movie. It's a self-aware movie. It's a teenage, I mean, even though it's rated R, it's still a teen movie because you have the hot young cast, as I like to say. And it's also a mystery because you don't know who the fuck's doing anything. So Craven was able to combine a lot of elements to make this film.
Well, and have like the phone calls, I think, is great too. So you have like the killer calling you and taunting you and asking, what's your favorite scary movie? And, you know, guess which door I'm at? And then the killer actually comes and chases after you, but he's not saying anything while he's chasing you. So it's like you have the two parts of it.
Were you happy he stabbed Drew Barrymore right in the beginning to get her out of the film?
I like Drew Barrymore. I'm a Drew Barrymore fan. But I think that was like a really smart move where you have like probably the biggest named person on the cast and then they die in the opening and you're like, oh, that's what this movie's going to be.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, because everybody says they're Drew Barrymore fans. Name me three good Drew Barrymore movies without saying E.T.
Riding in Cars with Boys, Mad Love, Never Been Kissed.
I kind of like Never Been Kissed, I won't lie to you. Also featuring
Mad Love's good.
David Arquette.
Yep.
I don't remember Mad Love. I might have seen it. I might not have.
I was a teenage girl in the 90s, so of course I like Mad Love.
I like Poison
but
Ivy.
It's her. Yeah, it's maybe an early. No, it was definitely 90s. It's Drew Barrymore and Chris O'Donnell. And she's like this crazy wild child. And he runs away with her because he's like the good boy. But then it turns out she is legit crazy. So then he has to like bring her back home when she gets locked up in a mental institution.
I tell you right now why I didn't see it. I hate Chris O'Donnell. That guy was death on screen, man. He killed Batman franchise, for God's sakes.
He's not a very good actor.
No, he was terrible. Chris Evans is like is Chris O'Donnell with talent.
Yeah,
and they're both in Chris. That. Yeah. Chris O'Donnell, yeah, I hated him. That's why I didn't see it. I can't think of a lot of Drew Barrymore movies. I mean, like The Wedding Singer I dug.
The Wedding Singer is really good.
Because like I'm totally an 80s guy, so, you know, watching that, it was like, oh, this brings back memories. Mm-hmm. Where's my cocaine?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, with the Scream, as big as a hit as it was, and as big of a breakout as it was for all these people, did anyone really from there go on to greatness? I guess you could say Courtney Cox did via TV.
Yeah. Skeet Ulrich, so he like went back to TV after it. I don't think he did many other movies, but he was on Jericho and then he's on Riverdale now.
You know, I watched Riverdale actually because I reviewed them for Warner Brothers, and I have to say this, and I just want people to hear this. if you're a fan of, I mean, you withdraw the fact it's a teen drama on the CW and it features the Archie cast now. If you're a horror fan, you really should be watching that show.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good for it. Same with Sabrina. I really like The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I haven't watched it. My wife was a big fan of it.
It was really good.
I mean, Riverdale, what, you had the fucking Black Hood Killer, you got cults in there and everything. I mean, if you're a horror fan, you guys definitely check it out. I mean, it might not be your thing. It might be your thing. It's pretty good. I'd definitely say put it on your radar.
Yeah, it got pretty dark.
I like Stranger Things. I guess that's the only horror-like show that I currently watch, to be honest. Well, American Horror Story. I do watch American Horror Story.
American Horror Story is good. Stranger Things is good, too.
I miss Scream Queens. I loved that.
Oh, I love Scream Queens. That was so good.
I have such a crush on Chanel number something. not Eric Roberts' daughter, and not Billy Lord, the other one. The one that was in Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever one, the chubby Chanel, I guess. My son always says she's the fat one. I don't know. I have like a huge crush on her. I have no shame in admitting that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good series.
I mean, it was awesome. That was another, you could say it was inspired by Scream because it was a self-aware show.
Yep. That's just it. Like, Scream is sort of what reignited, you know, the horror and the slashers, and then kind of having like the whole self-awareness. So then from there you get into a lot more of like the found footage ones, even like, you know, kind of progress to that. So, I mean, I think Scream really reignited horror in the 90s, where it took a big dip in the late 80s.
Oh yeah. Everything was going straight to video, you know, for the longest time. Then yeah, after Scream, then you had I Know What You Did Last Summer and Ghost Ship, House of Wax. You know, I mean, The Craft either came out before or after Scream. We can't figure that out. It was in months of each other. But, yeah, you had all these movies. And the only problem, I think, what started to hurt them was they all played to the formula, let's get the hot young cast in here. So then it kind of became, I mean, I Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. I don't know why I get them confused, but sometimes I get the actors confused in them sometimes.
Well, it's like that with the Faculty and Disturbing Behavior. They're kind of similar.
I'll tell you, The Faculty is a top 10 favorite movie of mine.
It's so good. Like, I do this thing like almost every year, every other year, where I'm like, I'm going to watch 90s teen horror movies, and I sit there and watch Scream, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, and The Faculty, and The Craft, and Disturbing Behavior, and up to Urban Legend as well.
Urban Legends, you know the one that I tried to watch, and I watched it because I had to review it, that, I mean, it was still good, but didn't hold up as well to me, was Valentine. You know, where they tell you who the killer is in the first fucking scene of the movie. Then at the end, everybody's like, oh, his nose bled. It's like, the beginning of the movie told you who the killer was. What the fuck? Quit looking at David Boreanaz. He's the killer. They told you this before the credits. That's lazy writing.
Yep. Well, I mean, you could even argue too, like Scream told you. Randy kept saying, it's Billy. It's Billy. Billy's the killer.
But he didn't tell you it was Stu.
No. But he knew it was Billy. He was half right.
Yeah, that's and the killer and I Know You Did Last Summer was the Gordon's Fisherman guy, right?
Yep.
I really do forget that one. For some reason, when I try to remember it, I just think of the scene from Scary Movie when they hit the guy and he's not dead and they throw the bottle and it hits him. That's my only recollection. That's not even the movie, and that's all I remember about it.
I always get confused in the workout scene where he's working in the gym and then he finds like a picture or whatever, but in Scary Movie it's like a picture of the guy naked with a small dick and he's like, who took this? Who did this?
I'm glad I found somebody else that likes The Faculty. I think The Faculty is just I mean, that is just a well-written, well-acted, well-paid, just an amazing... Disturbing Behavior is good too. Nick Stahl is so good in that, but The Faculty is, that's a top 10 for me.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Our Alamo showed it here last year during the October Halloween marathon thing, and we went to it, and it was because I didn't see it in the theater, and it was so neat to see that like on a 35mm screening. I really had a good time there.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, don't think they're going to do that 31 days of Halloween this year, but you know.
Yeah, who knows what's happening with Halloween this year.
I know I don't even think, I'm going to go on record, fans, I don't think Halloween is happening this year.
Halloween is in your heart. Halloween is a spirit. It's not a holiday. It's not an event.
Our spirit Halloweens haven't opened here yet, and that means if they don't soon, I need to order the rest of that trick-or-treat merchandise online.
Ours just opened last weekend.
Do they have all the Sam stuff yet?
They have, like, they're just starting, so usually when they first open, they have, like, just enough to kind of lure you in, and then, like, every week they get, like, a ton more.
My son is a, and I mean, I'm a big fan of trick-or-treat, and, you know, my son is a huge fan of it, so last year we bought the Sam animatronic, he was Sam, so, like, he has much Sam stuff, it's ridiculous, so, and I saw they made new Sam stuff this year, so now I gotta get that.
Yeah, they only have, like, a little bit of stuff when they first open.
I think last year was the year. Was last year the first year Fortnite came out?
I think so. Maybe, or the year before.
I remember going to multiple ones trying to get him a Fortnite costume. That was, like, black market buying by the time Halloween got closer.
Yeah.
Stupid game. Now, you're the true crime person. A lot of people probably don't know. Scream is actually based on a real killer.
Yeah, not many people know that, I'm sure. They always think of, like, you know, Leatherface and stuff being Ed Gein, but Scream was actually based on Gainesville Ripper, Danny Harold Rowling.
But he didn't wear the ghost face mask.
No. But he did not.
Do you think had they made that mask back then, he would have worn it?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's something that, you know, serial killers would actually do, is go out and wear a mask.
Can you tell us a little bit about this guy?
If I pull up my link here, because my internet's crapping out.
Oh, that's cheating. You're supposed to know all this by heart.
I just know that he was a Gainesville Ripper by heart. Okay. I don't know all the details. So he was known as a Gainesville killer, and he killed 5 students in Gainesville, Florida over 4 days in August 1990.
Now, I wonder if he had a partner that they never caught.
That'd be pretty funny if they, like, took turns doing it.
Mm-hmm. Then he went to the chair, probably. He's probably dead now, but there's another one still running loose.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, right?
No, you don't just... I mean, you don't. Now, what'd you think of the... I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I always think about that with, like, serial killers. Like, you don't know how many there actually are right now. Because, like, what if they get caught after one murder? You don't know if that person was going to be a serial killer.
Yeah, or maybe they do, like, in the movie Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, which you really need to watch. Maybe in this guy, they're going to shoot. But a guy in the next city, they're going to strangle. Or a guy in another town, they're going to stab. So the MO's never the same. So they can't pin it on the same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were you a fan of, we mentioned, of the Scream TV show? You know, it even inspired a TV show a few years ago with the girl with the short hair from Arrow, because I don't know her real name.
I liked the first season. I watched that. Like, I think I found out about the second season later, you know, it was one of those things where I was flipping through on Netflix and saw there was a second season, but just never got around to watching it. I mean, I think it was one of those ones where they're just capitalizing on the name of it, and it probably could have just been called anything else, really.
Yeah. But, you know, well, didn't he wear the Ghostface Killer, though?
Yeah.
So you got to sell that merchandise, the Ghostface Killer.
Yep. You're marketing the mask.
How much Ghostface Killer merchandise do you own?
I actually don't have any. I have the movie Scream, and that's probably it. I don't really have... The only real horror movie merch I have is, like, Freddy and Jason stuff. And I have, like, a little shelf in my studio that's all Freddy and Jason stuff. I mean, I should get a Ghostface.
I have no Ghostface merch either. My son has tons of Friday the 13th stuff. I don't have any, you know what, and the more I think about it, because I'm a Fright Rags junkie, I don't have any Freddy shirts or Jason shirts. I got a lot of horror shirts, but I don't have any of these big slasher ones.
I have a Freddy one and I have a Jason one, but I don't have a Scream one. Although I probably think I did in high school, but I don't have it anymore.
I know I had a Freddy shirt back when I was in, like, junior high, because I'm old, and I think Part 4 came out when I was still in junior high, so maybe, I don't know. Or was it three? No, part four came out when I was a freshman. Yeah. I only like three. One's good, but we went to the movie party for one, and that's just not a movie to have a party to.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
But you did get a big foam glove to wear so you could stab other people with in the theater.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, So I Married an Axe Murderer is a better party because you get an inflatable axe to hit people with.
That's a great movie.
It's a shame. Do you consider that a slasher?
I mean, I guess it probably could be.
Fans, if you want to hear So I Married an Axe Murderer, let us know. We can cheat for you.
So final thoughts on the movie Scream?
Oh, it's a great movie. It reinvented, the sad thing is it rejuvenated a horror franchise, reinvented the franchise, but sadly became a parody of itself as it continued to go.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that like went downhill that kind of happens with all series of movies though, right? Like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, they all kind of go downhill.
Yeah. I can name you some movies where the sequel's better, but it's few and far between.
Yeah. Terminator 2.
Die Hard 2 for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Halloween 3. That you don't hear that very often.
No.
And I got to apologize. I thought we said, did some of these people didn't go on to a lot after this. David Arquette went on to become the WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
That is true.
So he went on to a modicum of success. He's up there with Goldberg and Ric Flair. And I mean, his name is in the annals of sports entertainment.
Yep, that did happen.
But what happened to Officer Doofy?
He walked away at the end, like the Usual Suspects.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
Yep.
And then if you stay after the credits, you see him masturbating with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That's right, fans. Always stay after the credits.
Never know what you'll see.
Now, next week, we're going to be bringing to you a real-life serial killer.
Yes.
Who are we talking about?
We are doing Richard Ramirez.
Hot off his successful run on American Horror Story, Summer of 84.
Mm-hmm.
Although
Be good.
He was really long dead before Summer of 84. So I think he died of pneumonia a few years back.
Yeah, I think so.
To me, he's the world's most interesting serial killer. He's terrifying. There's no other way I can say this. I've read about four books on him, and the guy it's fucking chilling what a monster this guy was.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure. So, for social media, our brand new baby podcast. You can find us and follow us and help us build our social media presence on Instagram @SlashMeBaby, on Twitter @SlashMeBaby. So hit us up on there, follow us, like our posts, share our posts, help us grow.
Do we have an email?
It's SlashMeBaby@gmail.com.
There you go. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, SlashMeBaby.com. I would like to tell you where to download. Be sure to listen to this. If you're listening to this, you've already heard us. Spotify, iTunes, it's everywhere. Leave a review. You can leave the review before you even, I don't care if you even listen to it. Just download it. I'd like you to listen to it, but the download is what counts, fans.
Yep.
And like I said earlier, you can always find me at the Movie Graveyard, and they can always find you at the podcast.
Yes, at littlegeekloss.com and on Twitter and Instagram @CherryCyanide.
That's an awesome name, by the way.
Thank you.
How come you've never been Cherry Moon Zombie?
I am Cherry Moon Zombie.
That's awesome. I'm telling you. I got to meet her before this whole pandemic. Super nice. I met her and Rob. Super cool people.
Nice.
Well, the only thing that's scary, though, is when you see Rob Zombie on the album covers and he's just a big, intimidating guy when you meet him. My God, he could have looked like he could have been my long-haired son.
Yeah.
Little tiny guy. Now, Rob Zombie made some slashers, kind of. Well, no, no, he really didn't, did he?
I like Rob Zombie movies.
Oh, I love them.
I'm a big Rob Zombie fan.
But you don't like Halloween 2.
It's not a bad movie. It's not as bad. I don't think it's as bad as other people think. I think it's better than Lords of Salem.
I couldn't finish Lords of Salem.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But I'm going to put you on the spot before we go. The Rob Zombie movie I looked forward to. I couldn't wait to watch it. I got so excited, and I had to turn it off. 31. Where are you at 31?
I like 31. I found it, like, very Rob Zombie. I thought it was better than Lords of Salem. And I actually thought it was better than Three from Hell.
Oh, I love Three from Hell.
See, I don't know. Like, it just didn't do it for me. I felt like it was a lot of hype.
But one of the assassin gang were luchadors.
Yeah.
Oh no, I that was exactly what I thought it would be. It's no Devil's Rejects. That's I think his best film. But
yeah.
If you guys want to hear us talk about Rob Zombie on a special patron episode, just let us know.
That would be a great one.
I love my Rob. I even like his stupid ass cartoon. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Rob Zombie fan, so that'd be awesome to do an episode.
I love Rob. I can't weasel it in here because I don't think any of them are slasher films except his Halloween film.
Yeah.
That I actually liked, and I know people have given me shit for years. I liked his Halloween film.
Well, like you said, we could always do as a bonus episode because he kind of falls in between slashers and serial killers.
Yeah. That's right. There's even a book about it called The Devil's Eyes. I don't think the book's real, though.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. And we hope to see you back next week.